approach?
I'm in very, very detailed negotiations with a number of departments, and I hope that we will come up with an appropriate package to alleviate the particular difficulties which farmers, especially in heavy soil areas, went through this year.
Is it true that you're looking for up to £16 million, but that Charlie McCreevy is hesitating about giving Department of Finance support?
Well, I recognise that there's a difficult problem. I'm addressing it. I'm speaking with a number of departments, and the kind of package, I think, which we'll announce over the next few days will be appropriate to the scale of the problem which there is in the country at present.
The leader of the Creamery Milk Suppliers Association, Frank Allen, has said he's very worried at the German proposal to reduce its net contribution to the European Union budget. Mr. Allen was speaking after talks with the first councillor at the German embassy in London. Mr. Allen said if Germany cuts its contribution, then the EU might not be able to fund direct payments to farmers in compensation for price cuts. The ICMSA president said it would be a devastating blow for Irish farmers if member states were forced to co-finance the CAP from national funds in a manner similar to what happens with structural funds. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat are due back in Washington next month for more talks aimed at resolving the final details of an Israeli withdrawal from the West Bank. The announcement followed talks with President Clinton in the White House this evening. Afterwards, Mr. Clinton said there had been a significant narrowing of the gaps, but a substantial amount of work remained to be done before a comprehensive agreement was reached. The American Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, is to return to the Middle East early next month to try to resolve the outstanding issues. She'll be accompanied by the special Middle East envoy, Dennis Ross. Bertie Ahern has been responding to allegations that Fianna Fáil received a £50,000 donation from a property developer, Tom Gilmartin, in the late 80s. The Taoiseach declined to say whether Fianna Fáil had received the payment, but told our correspondent that his party was prepared to hand over any information being sought by the Flood Planning Tribunal.
From the government's point of view and from Fianna Fáil's point of view, any information that the tribunals wish to have, any papers they wish to seek, or any facts that we have will be given to them.
But Fianna Fáil surely has a record of whether it received the payment or not. So did Fianna Fáil, the party, receive the 50,000?
Well, Fianna Fáil has better records than any political party, and we have made any information that the tribunals have asked us available to them, and that would include any questions they ask about this particular matter.
Fianna Fáil has selected a 29-year-old solicitor, Sinead Behan, to be the party's candidate in the Cork South Central by-election. She has been active in Fianna Fáil for a number of years and was selected on the first count by a massive majority. This will be Ms. Behan's first time contesting either a Dáil or a local election. A 20-year-old man is due in court in Antrim later today, charged with the murder of 18-year-old Leslie Davidson. He was fatally wounded in a knife attack near the Stiles estate in the early hours of Sunday. A number of people are still being questioned about the stabbing. 16 dolphins that became stranded in Ely Bay near Belmullet in County Mayo have been guided to deeper waters by a team from the Northwestern Regional Fisheries Board. It's believed the dolphins became stranded while trying to look after another dolphin that became ill and died. And that's the news for now. Good morning.
Thanks, Susan. Now time for a late sports summary from Gary Moran.
Thanks, Emer. Well, huge crowds have greeted the Galway football team at every stop of their return home from winning the All-Ireland title for the first time since 1966. They travelled by train to Athlone, then by bus, and should be in Galway City just about now. In soccer, West Ham jumped to fourth in the English Premiership with a 1-0 win over bottom club Southampton last night. Ian Wright was the scorer. Sheffield Wednesday's Paolo Di Canio faces a misconduct charge from the English FA and is likely to get a lengthy ban for pushing referee Paul Alcock to the ground in last Saturday's Premiership match against Arsenal. Martin Keown has decided to appeal against his red card from that game. European marathon champion Manuela Machado has been added to the field that will face Sonia O'Sullivan in the Great North Run next Sunday. In golf, five Irish players have been named in the 22-man preliminary squad for next year's Walker Cup match. They are Garth McGimsey, Noel Fox, Michael Hoey, Eamon Brady and Paddy Gribben. And Formula One Holdings has announced plans to issue up to $2 billion worth of bonds secured on future revenues from pay-per-view television. Those are the top sports stories this morning.
5.5 minutes past midnight. This is RTÉ Radio 1. We're broadcasting on AM and FM and on satellite from Ireland. From now until 2 o'clock, we leave you in the company of Maxi for Late Date. Thanks, Emer.
Hello there.
Welcome to Late Date. And indeed, welcome to Tuesday morning here on RTÉ Radio 1. If you're settling down for a good night's sleep, we have lots of music on the menu to soothe you. If you're driving along, we have music to keep you awake. And if you're like Moira, who's in Stillorgan here in County Dublin, settling down to do a pile of ironing, we can organise that too.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. Eye to eye, they solemnly convene to make the scene. Which is the name of the game? Watch a guy or watch a dame on any street in town. Up and down, and over and across, romance is born. Guys come, girls come, it happens everywhere. Eyes watch, girls walk, with tender loving care. It's keeping track of the fact, watching them, watching back, that makes the world go round. What's that sound? Each time you hear a loud, collective sound. They're making music to watch girls bond. Tender loving care. It's keeping track of the fact, watching them, watching back, that makes the world go round. What's that sound? Each time you hear a loud collective sigh, they're making music to watch girls by. The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. They solemnly convene to make the scene. La 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 la. I'm